this and back to that. I'm ready, I guess, if you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do this. Oops. I'm ready if you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah. And here we are, another Waste Podcast, show number 154.
Woo-hoo.
I'm Dave, your host of this almost end of 19. Jesus Christ. Almost end of 2014. I am here joined with the part-time Ryan O. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm good. I just kind of time traveled back to the 19-something.
Yes.
I'm here.
You're good, good. We should do a best of the end of the year of 1998. Sarah, Crafty Sarah, is going to be probably popping in and out, but she's got the precocious Millie out there, so Millie will be taking up most of her time. Adam is on assignment.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Adam's not here. Adam had a family thing to do, so Adam couldn't
That's
make it.
That's his assignment.
That's his assignment. What's
going to report about his family.
Yes. You better call. We also have Erin is also on assignment, but she's in Kentucky.
With her family?
With her family.
Okay, so that's her assignment, too.
It's her assignment to be in Kentucky. And Nick is still married. So,
right on. That,
let's start the show. It's the end of 2014. It's what? December what? What's the date today?
28th.
So if you're listening to this live, it's December 28th. If you're listening to this tomorrow, it's actually the 29th. And if you're listening to this at another time, then I don't know what day it is.
I can't predict the future.
I can't predict the future nor the weather. These are things I can't predict.
Right on.
I also can't predict what I'm going to say next.
Okay.
So it could be anything. So Ryan, how was your Christmas?
It was lovely.
Did Santa bring you everything you wanted?
He did, because I didn't want much. Being a poor
don't
guy.
Want much.
But I know how he wants you. On the family end, they always help out with whatever bills I've got going on.
Nice.
That's kind of what they do, whether it be with car insurance or whatnot. They help out, but I always get ornaments.
Okay. Oh.
So last year I got Jack Skellington on like a little sleigh as Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
This year I got Captain America.
Nice.
And I got a little guitar that when you press a button on it, it plays Suspicious Minds by Elvis.
Nice.
So we tallied it up, and I've got like 14 Elvis ornaments right now.
Okay.
So we may have a little tree that we're going to create.
An Elvis tree?
An Elvis tree.
All right.
So that might happen.
We may have one Elvis ornament.
One?
Maybe two. Sarah likes Elvis as well.
I have the M&Ms dressed up as different variations of Elvis.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I also received... I already have... Disney Infinity.
Okay.
2.0.
Okay.
But I received the Spider-Man playset, and I got Guardians. So I pretty much have every playset.
Nice.
And a lot of characters.
So you can just jump from one character to the next?
Yeah, basically. Just
pop them off, pop them on?
That's right. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
I got Rudolph's 50th anniversary on DVD.
I saw that. I wanted to get that. Should have got that.
It's adorable. My dad and I used to watch it every year on Thanksgiving, but I haven't been around for Thanksgiving in a couple of years.
Sure.
So I didn't have a copy. He had the copy.
Oh, a VHS?
No, on a DVD.
Ooh.
Not a Blu-ray, but a DVD.
DVD.
So I now have my anniversary copy.
Nice, 50th anniversary. And the longest running show in history.
Yes. Well, right next to It's a Wonderful Life.
It's been running longer than that.
Okay. Like,
traditionally, I believe that, at least cartoon, I guess. I don't know.
Because of its annualness.
Yes.
The future in-laws also got me the Best of Kansas.
Carry on, my wayward son.
There'll be peace when we are done.
We're only dust in the wind.
Oh, boy. Fight fire with fire.
That's it. I'm done.
That's pretty much.
This is a real short album.
Yeah, it's got 13 songs. I only know 5 of them that are really good. And I got a cool mug that had comic books on it. It's a Marvel mug.
Like just like comic strip pictures or
covers?
Okay.
And I realized that I own like two of those.
Nice.
Is there some of the older Incredible Hulks, Spider-Man ones? Yeah. There's probably some other stuff. Get a couple of outfits because I can look cute.
Outfits?
Maybe.
Some cute tops.
Yeah. Right on.
Nice.
That's all I can think of at a moment. All
right.
What'd you get?
I got a couple things. I'm poor
sure.
as well, so Sarah's Christmas this year was, for at least for me, was going to be a very practical Christmas.
Did you all set yourself a budget or just go for it?
We set ourselves a budget like $100.
Yeah, right on.
So we always set a budget. It's gone down in the years.
It happens. Some years are better than others.
Yes, yes. But I had one credit card that I had a little over $100 on. So with buying Christmas presents and gas, I was able to do this.
Cool.
Sarah had been complaining about her alarm clock. So I bought her a brand new alarm clock that's got dual time alarms as well as inputs for USB so she can charge her phone through her alarm clock.
Can she also connect her phone to play music off of it on her alarm
clock? She can. She has got it, not through the USB, though.
It
has the plug.
Okay.
And I've got plenty of those wires lying around here.
Sure.
So she can listen to that. I almost got the one that had the Bluetooth.
That'd be cool.
But
I don't trust Bluetooths. But
you think other people are going to be listening in?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Conspiracy.
What if they are?
She also had been complaining that her feet were hurting.
Oh.
So, and also complaining the fact that I had bought her a foot bath massaging thing probably about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And when we moved out of her dad's house, she ended up leaving it there and forgot to go back and get it. And then he sold the house and it was gone.
Sadness.
So I bought her new one of those, the deluxe version that's got, you know, massages the top of your feet and everything. So she was pretty happy about that. Some socks and underwear and, you know, the usual things.
Right on.
So that's what I bought her.
Okay.
She bought me a freaking PlayStation 3.
That's cool. For the guy who hasn't played like actual games in forever.
I cracked open my PlayStation 2 a few months ago, so I was trying to get back into it. But
are the games backwards compatible?
I haven't checked. I didn't think about it. I can't play those games anyway. So
okay, sure. So start new, right on.
So starting new, starting fresh. So the bundle pack with the Disney Infinity 2.0.
Starter set
with the Marvel.
So you got Iron Man,
yes.
Black Widow, and Thor.
Yes. I like how you were just made the thought about it as if you people were looking at you as if you didn't play the game 5 minutes ago before we went on the air. You're like, Lamy, hold on a second.
I had to remember. But
that's
yeah.
got and not the fact there's a picture of it on my wall because I picked up the pamphlet and like, oh look, there's a poster on the back.
That is a pretty cool poster.
Put a poster on my wall. I just taped it up there. I wanted to pretend I was in college for a few minutes.
That's fun. So you got those three characters. That's cool.
Yeah, I've been having a good time with that as well. So she got me some Blu-rays because now I have a Blu-ray player.
Ooh, so now you can play some of those fancy ones that you haven't seen yet.
Yes.
From me.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we got Guardians of the Galaxy on the Blu-ray.
Nice.
We got the Amazing Spider-Man on the Blu-ray.
One or two?
One.
Okay.
So the first one. And I got...
Two's decent.
I haven't seen two yet.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I just got that on DVD during Black Friday, so right on.
Nice. We already had one Blu-ray because I conned Target out of it.
Oh.
I don't think I really conned. This was a while ago, but they had a deal on DVDs. It was like $12, and it said on the thing, it said $12 for the DVD Blu-ray combo pack for Monsters University. But when I brought it up, they said no, it was the original price, and I said no, it said it was the combo pack. I even checked. In fact, I don't even think I conned them because I think I checked it on the checking machine.
Yeah.
So she fought me for a little bit, which I thought was odd, and then she finally gave me my deals.
Which saved you, what, $3?
Well, no, it was a DVD Blu-ray combo pack, so it was only $12.99. It was a deal. I couldn't pass it up, even though I didn't even have a DVD player. Or a Blu-ray player.
So most Disney DVDs are going at $19 now.
Yes.
So Blu-ray combo packs would have been about $25?
Stupid, yes. So, I'm watching Guardians of the Galaxy. It's very clear.
Very cool.
I don't understand why I need it, but all right.
Because why not? It's a good movie.
I like the movie. I don't understand why I needed anything in Blu-ray. It's just very clear.
I guess that's the purpose.
Clear.
And you can also store more data on a Blu-ray than you ever could a DVD.
That's true.
You have to think about your DVD sets. You'd get a season or so, and you'd have 6 DVDs.
Yes.
But if you get a Blu-ray, you can knock it down to like 2 or 3.
That's true. Well, I'm knocking everything down into into jump drives anyways.
Sure.
So that I can watch it on the go. And the good thing about the old PlayStation 3 thing over there is it's got... I was able to download Hulu Plus into it, and so we have Hulu Plus. So we now I no longer have to take the Sony box that we had and move it back and forth.
Okay.
I can keep the Sony box in our room, in the bedroom. Not our room, but Ryan and I don't have a room. But Sarah and I have a room, and I can leave the Sony box in there, and we have it over here.
No, we could have a room, Dave.
We could have one. This is kind of a room.
We should label it. Mark my territory.
Don't pee in our corner, please.
Okay, no promises.
So I got that. I was a little taken aback when I opened it. I had a feeling that was going to happen, especially because Adam said that I'm going to love whatever I got. It was going to be amazing.
Sure.
And the last time he said that was when I got my iPod.
Okay.
So I'd never had an iPod before. So
Adam knew what you were going to get before you got it.
Yes. He is Sarah's technical advisor.
Okay. So in order to figure out where the... Okay, right on.
So in order for her to buy anything fancy and technical, she has to call Adam first, and Adam will guide her as to what to buy.
Works for me.
So a lot of people are saying, oh, PlayStation 4 came out. Why didn't you get that? And it's like, I've been playing a PlayStation 2 now for 10 years.
Baby steps.
Yeah, even if I got a PlayStation 4, I don't think I'd understand it or be able to comprehend.
One of the problems that they're having is with the place... Because my roommate got a PlayStation 4.
Okay.
And he calls it the most expensive box that he's ever gotten. Because right now, all it is it's like a sculpture. It's just sitting there.
Oh, pretty.
The PlayStation Network's been down.
Yes.
Because it got hacked.
Yes, it did. Everyone's getting hacked.
Yes. All these Sony nonsense things.
Yeah, it's all PlayStation. It's all Sony.
And then Xbox Live went down on Christmas and they brought it back up. And it's been crazy. So he hasn't been able to play any games on it yet. Because in order to play the games, you have to be connected
right
to the internet, which I think is dumb.
Ugh, I hate that. There are phone apps that are the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be in the break room at work, and I want to play something, and it's like, I can't connect to the server. I'm like, why do you need to connect to the server? Just let me play my GD game.
And the server only helps if you're running, like, a T1 outlet through your phone.
Yeah, I don't need to. I'm just running as, you know, I'm playing. I've got a new game that I downloaded. It's like Temple Run.
Sure.
Except it's Spider-Man.
I'm interested.
I think it's called Spider-Man Unlimited. I don't know.
Okay.
And you basically you run and you collect vials and you beat up bad guys. You hit them or you slide tackle them.
Right on.
And the more vials you get or the more stones you get, you can earn. You can get different costumes. So you start off with a regular Spider-Man costume, and then you can get
the symbiote one.
There's a ton of costumes. So,
sure.
Like, there's normal costumes and common costumes and uncommon costumes like
Baghead from the Fantastic Four.
There is the bombastic
I love it.
Spider-Man or whatever he's called. I haven't gotten him yet. There's a level I can't play until I get him. But I got the Scarlet Spider.
The original one or the new Spider-Man?
I think it's the new one.
So he doesn't have the blue hoodie?
No.
He's kind of black and red, so it's a cane. Okay, cool.
But you can get the hoodie one, but I haven't gotten him yet.
Sure. And you got probably armor Spider-Man's in there?
No, not yet. Let's see. Who else I got? I got Ben Reilly Spider-Man.
Okay, so we're talking about the Clone Saga 90s stuff.
Yep, yep. With the full spider on his chest going all, you know, the spider arms.
Sure.
I got... I keep reaching for my phone. It's not even... It's not in my pocket.
Spider-Man 2099?
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I got... The Spider-Man, he's gray and black.
He's gray and black or... Okay, so... So the Spider-Man that's gray and black, I'm assuming it's the armored Spider-Man? You're not quite sure?
I'm starting to get texts. Someone from work is leaving. I'm getting texts about it all of a sudden. People are starting to flip.
So it's called Spider-Man... Spider-Man Unlimited?
I believe so. I'm loading it now.
Game Loft.
Yes. Game Loft.
Okay. Let's see how big it is. I can tell how
much space you have in your phone.
Yeah.
So basically, okay. So it's called Spider-Man Limited. So basically, the idea is you are Spider-Man, and the bad guys have opened up a rift through time, rift through dimensions, and they're pulling bad guys from all the dimensions into this dimension in order to kill Spider-Man and to take over the world. Like
sure.
Hold on, I got to get my free daily recruit.
You get a free daily recruit?
Yes, they give me a new suit.
Okay, so he kind of shows up in your universe, and it's...
Is it Spider... Oh, who is this?
I don't know.
This is Uncommon, and this is... I'm trying to look and show it the same. This is Last Stand Spider-Man.
So it's probably Spider-Man when his costume blew up, is what it looks like?
I know, it looks like he's... Well, no, it looks like it's... It's got, look, I mean, he's got a almost like a 50s type of jacket, like buttoned up on the side.
Oh,
his
cool.
His collar's pulled up. I'll accept him.
22 megabytes. All right, I'll install.
I'm in.
You've sold it.
These are some of my Spider-Mans right here. Got Manga Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I got, let's see, this one is Future Foundation Spider-Man.
Which is part of the Fantastic Four. That's cool.
And I got, people are loving this, I'm sure. Bulletproof spider armor.
Nice.
He's gray with yellow spider on him. Hold on. Oh, here we go. I got this Scarlet Spider.
Okay, so the Kane Star. Okay, cool.
So they all come from different dimensions, and I fight different Green Goblins and things like that.
Right on.
So, or Gray Goblins or whatever goblins they happen to be.
Hobgoblins.
Hobgoblins and things. House of M Spider-Man.
Oh, that's a cool one.
Yes. So I have not gotten rid of any Spider-Man yet, but I only have like 8 slots as the Manga one.
Sure.
So I can keep buying more slots, but it costs more money, of course.
And I hate spending money on free games.
Not real money, but I mean, it costs more vials.
Oh.
It can cost real money.
Because you have to purchase vials and stuff.
Yes, exactly.
So you've been doing that.
That's what I've been doing. And then when I'm not playing this one, I've got a Bugs Bunny game as well.
So you do that at work. That's pretty cool.
Looney Tunes Dash.
Very cool.
Which is pretty much the exact same game, except you're Bugs Bunny being chased by Elmer Fudd. Mm-hmm. I can keep talking about Spider-Man. It's kind of crazy. There's one level, or what happens is you keep going and running, and all of a sudden the screen will tilt, and then you're running up a wall.
Okay.
And the things are falling on you, and you have to keep dodging and not get hit by things. Or you come to a wall where you jump down, and you're free-falling, and you have to dodge... Not hitting, you know, platforms,
sure.
Thing like that. There was one other one that was super hard. Oh, it takes you up into a spaceship and there's doors that open. You have to keep moving to the side to open, get through the right door. And
that's cool.
It's fun.
Right on.
Anyways, I don't know.
But
what
it's not created by Sony.
Oh, someone who I normally who I used to work with has logged in. Listener Dana is on the line. She wants to know who's leaving. I will type it.
Yes.
So I don't have to say it out loud. Not that it matters. Not that anyone out there will care.
But it's not for the world to know.
It's not for the world. I've been playing What's This in the background for no reason at all at this point.
That's fine.
We're no longer talking about Christmas. But yeah, they're talking about the servers. So I don't understand why it has me on a server.
And it's ridiculous because I don't trust the servers anymore. Anything connected like Bluetooth or anything like that, I just don't trust it. Because look what happened to Sony.
Yeah, but... Is that, whatever you're doing, is it all that important that people care?
Depends on if they get my pictures off my phone.
But do they really care?
No, not really.
They're going to get these pictures, as salacious as they may be, they're going to go, hey, look at this. Oh, never mind. What are we going to do with these?
I have no idea.
Okay, I'm loading up here. Because I had done some research for the week before, and we were going to do 2014 information then, but then Adam's like, oh, well, what about next week? We're going to do next week. I'm like, all right, so we won't talk about it now. We'll talk about next week. And then
this is next week.
And then this is next week.
And he's on assignment.
He's on assignment. So I got here 13 nude scenes you may have missed in 2014.
Sure.
Olivia Wilde.
She was in Cowboys and Aliens, the Tron chick, Olivia Wilde.
Okay.
Yep.
She was in a movie called Third Person.
This year,
2014.
Okay.
And apparently, you see her bum.
Right on.
That's what I see right here. I'm not going to read what everyone wrote. There's a movie called Juno. No, someone named Juno Temple.
Okay.
Jeez, that's loud now. In a movie called Horns.
Horns, I've heard of that one. Is that with Lindsay Lohan or something?
Let's see. Temple's no stranger to nude scenes.
No, that's Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter. That dude likes to get naked.
Yeah, that's weird.
He got naked on stage a lot. He's hairy. Wah, wah, wah. Let's see, who else? This is a...
I didn't even know I made a pun, but...
you missed it. Yeah. This one was for Sarah, but she's not here. Jude Law?
Sure.
He was naked in a movie called Dom Hemingway.
Okay.
Let's see, we see his bum. At least that's what I can see here.
None of these sound like Oscar nominations.
It says here, despite the film's flimsy appeal overall, Law's performance, which includes an extended nude scene and several other sexually explicit scenes... Starting with a bang, or at least a BJ, haha, with the opening monologue. It's well worth enduring.
Enduring.
I like to endure my movies.
Sure.
Let's see, what else? Yeah, 13 nude scenes. Juliette Lewis.
Okay.
Juliette Lewis from, I will always remember her from, oh my god, Natural Born Killers.
Sure.
And she's apparently nude in a movie called Kelly and Cal.
Once again, sound like a great Oscar movie.
From this photo here, I can see some side boob. But apparently in the reflection, there must be full boob because they've blocked out the reflection.
Gotcha.
It says here, but to their surprise, Lewis was drawn to the quasi-romantic drama immediately and accepted a part of Kelly. Blah, 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 blah. She has a striptease, so be on the lookout for that. Ben Affleck... Or as Ooh. Ryan likes to call...
Batfleck.
He's in a movie called Gone Girl. He's we can see some buns there. People are shooting off fireworks. That's kind of disturbing.
It is. So Batfleck is...
Oh, there. Sorry. Dana did not like Natural Born Killers.
Gotcha.
I saw that movie in a free preview in the mall. The mall, they were handing out free previews, and I saw it, and it was not the final cut. It was even bloodier than the final cut.
Okay.
And I walked out of that movie wanting to kill people. I'm like, this is awesome. And I'm like, this is probably a bad idea. But
yeah.
But
especially if you watch The Purge, that'd be an even worse idea.
I enjoyed it. I thought Natural Born Killers was fun. Even, and what's his name? Robert Downey Jr. was in that.
Very cool.
Woody Harrelson was in
it. I still never saw it.
You haven't seen Natural Born Killers? No. Take a gander if it's on the Netflix.
If it is, I'll see what I can do.
It is a rampaging bloodbath.
Oh.
Almost nonstop killing and disturbing. You'll see a Rodney Dangerfield as a very disturbing, abusive pedophile dad.
A man who gets no respect.
Literally, in this case, he'll get zero respect from that movie. Kate Hudson.
Sure.
Who I think she's pretty.
Yes, I agree.
She was in a movie called Good People.
Okay.
I can see here her buns.
Right on.
Got 12% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Sounds about right.
It's twisted and cliched and the best part of the entire thing. It's genuinely when, I guess, James Franco's in it. When Franco and Hudson share a shower scene, though the nudity even seems unnecessary and oddly dry for a post-shower scene.
Natural Born Killers is not on Netflix, by the way.
Ah. Oh. That's a bummer.
So James Franco.
He's in that.
Okay.
Let's see. Noel Clark. The Anomaly.
Does he have long hair in that picture?
In this picture, he's got zero hair.
Yeah, I have no idea who it is.
I don't know who this is. Perhaps because of his career choices to date, Noel Clark isn't quite the beloved film talent that he might have been potentially considered in the wake of his BAFTA Rising Star Award. So that's a UK thing. Under his belt.
Noel Clark? What's...
It's a bad picture, but is that... but an important cameo in Star Trek Into the Darkness. Is that the guy from Doctor Who?
Probably. Let's find out. N-O-E-L.
N-O-E-L.
Clark. Into Darkness.
He's in the movie called...
That's Mickey.
It's Mickey!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mickey.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey. If you like Doctor Who...
Yep, you can see Mickey's
like
mouse.
First and second season, you can see Mickey's mouse. Well, we don't know. It says...
if it's a lion or a mouse.
A nude scene, hey, no. Apparently, you can see his buttocks, because that's what I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
Shalini Woodley? In a movie called White Bird in a Blizzard? God, these are all movies I've never heard of.
And you probably will never see.
No, probably not, but this isn't... And it's blocked out. I chose the wrong one. They blocked them out. But apparently there's a sex scene where you see her breasts.
Gotcha.
Josh Harnett, Eva Green, and in the Doctor Who theme, Billy Piper.
In Penny Dreadful.
In this scene, there's people having sex. I didn't even mention It's a lot of sex.
Gotcha.
It says, if you haven't yet invested in the show, do so immediately. They recommend this to watch this immediately. It's considering the fact that it was quickly optioned for a second season. Oh, it's a TV show, I guess. In 2015. Frighteningly, few people actually watched this excellent Penny Dreadful when it was originally aired. No episode of the twisty, manipulative first season touched a million viewers in the U.S., though it scored highly with critics. The show was a heady mix of everything that made the original Penny Dreadful so compelling. It was lascivious, provocative, and genuinely creepy, and it soared thanks to an excellent cast. Don't care anymore. Too many words.
Gotcha.
Nicole Kidman.
Haven't we already seen her before?
We probably... Eyes Wide Shut?
Yep.
But this was in 2014. She was nude again. How old is Nicole Kidman now?
Too old?
Is there such thing as too old? Kate Blanchett. Who was the one... Is she the one that was recently like nude in a magazine? I'm trying to... Holy mallet.
Nicole Kidman? Oh. 47, possibly?
47? She was in a movie called Before I Go to Sleep. Let's see.
That is correct. She is 47.
Okay. Wow. Way to go, Sarah. From the other room. She recently saw it on a People magazine. Listener Dana says that Penny Dreadful's first episode was pretty good. Need to watch the rest of it. So, is that on Netflix, Dana? Listener Dana? Just let us know so we can find out. Yeah. Nicole Kidman in this photograph. I'm seeing her butt.
And we've seen it before.
We've seen it before, and she's got a thigh gap going on.
Okay.
So that's people seem to like that.
Sure.
If that's your thing. So she's wasting weight or nothing. Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel in Sex Tape.
Yep.
Seen it.
Yep.
She's naked.
Yes, she is.
I'm a huge Cameron Diaz naked fan.
Right on.
Not as much a naked Jason Segel fan.
But we've seen a lot of him.
We have seen every bit of him. And again... His twig and berries are making an appearance, I believe, in this movie.
Just like in Sarah Marshall?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, yes. She thinks it's on Netflix. She could be wrong. Well, find out. the movie, I've watched it. I enjoyed it. Have you seen Sex Tape?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I loved the... how it was a comedy, but it also had that element of
Jack,
the heartstrings.
Jack Black makes an appearance at the end where he really brings it down. He brings it to the gravity.
He brings it to a different level. He even does just a couple notes of singing in it.
Yeah, well, Jack Black. And he centralized. He made everyone like, oh, yeah. Mm. Life and love, man.
We're all in it together, man.
A.J. Goodrich and Interior Leather Bar.
Sounds risque.
No idea, but apparently James Franco directed it.
Okay. Dude's been all over the place.
Yeah, this Franco guy. And Kristen Wiig. Welcome to me, Kristen Wiig.
Sounds like an indie film.
She the comedian from all those movies that she's funny in.
And from SNL.
And SNL. She apparently is full frontal in this one. So we'll have to take a look at that. It was just in Toronto, so who knows if it'll be available in theaters. But who wants to see that in theaters anyways? You want to watch that in the privacy of your own home. Funky.
Right on, man.
Dana says, Ryan is good at that. I'm crafting at the moment and would have to turn you guys off to check. All right, don't check that. Rhino, if you can check...
Let's find out. What's it called? Penny Dreadful?
Penny Dreadful. One of these days, I want to get a Lazy Susan.
Sure.
And put this computer on it so I can just spin the computer around.
Yeah.
So then you can just look up what you need to look up and then spin it back.
Penny Dreadful. It's on.
On Netflix?
Yep.
Is it on Hulu Plus?
I don't have Hulu Plus.
Damn it. Look. I doubt. If it's on Netflix, it's not on Hulu Plus.
2006 version, though.
Oh, this is probably not the 2000. You want the 2014 version.
No, only 2006 is on there. With Mimi Rogers and a bunch of other people.
Oh, we don't want that. Isn't Mimi Rogers naked?
I have no idea. what else was I looking at? Okay.
I don't know.
So that's that list.
So that's that list. Those are 14 nude scenes you might have missed in the year 2014.
Yeah, man.
I was so hoping that Erin would have been here because this would have made her more uncomfortable, but she's not. So we missed out on that uncomfortableness. But these are things that I had. I do have... in the same vein, the top Mr. Skin's top nude scenes of 2014, and they are not the same.
Okay.
Number 10 was Cameron Diaz. Though some of them are. Number 9 was Shailene Woodley. But number 8 was Natalie Emmanuel from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Number 7, Kerry Russell from The Americans.
Never saw it.
Never saw it. Lizzie Kaplan in Masters of Sex. I would like to see that. The Americans? I think so, too. It's an FX series. It says, she may be a long way from felicity, but Carrie's still captivating us with her comedy caboose. Or comely caboose. Yeah, comedy caboose. Comely caboose. So we get to see her caboose. Olivia Wilde in third person, Stacey Martin, Nymphomaniac Volume 1, which I'd like to see Nymphomaniac Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Okay.
Eva Green. Oh, this was 3A and 3B. Eva Green in Sin City and Eva Green in 300 Rise of an Empire. Number 2, Scarlett Johansson in Under the Skin. And number 1, Alexandra Daddario in True Detective.
Okay.
Did you watch The True Detective?
I did not.
I did not either. We're terrible entertainment reviewers.
That's because I'm stuck reading Spider-Man comics.
Spider-Man. And you're doing it digitally.
I am, with the Marvel Unlimited. I've saved so much money by doing it digitally. Because I don't do it for the collector's value. Yes, I still buy my little ones here and there.
Yes, yes.
But I'm doing it just for story arcs while I'm sitting there. I don't want to talk to anybody at work while I'm on break. People annoy me.
My my good friend Tim Powers of Fandom Planet, he was talking about that same thing the other day about he's no longer collects because he no longer has the space for the long boxes.
And there are certain ones that you got to get just on cover art alone. So yeah. I'll get it for an art piece.
Well, I used to have a whole bunch of comic books framed on the wall.
Sure.
But that was at the last place we lived at. And then I haven't gotten around to either putting them up or framing them again.
So I've been going through the
I've got my Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 1 from the season. What season was that? When they did season 7 in the comic book.
Gotcha.
I think it was season 7. And my Exiles number 1 because I was a big fan of the Exiles and feel terrible that I've missed out on years of stories.
The Thor God of Thunder, the 2013 version of it.
Yes.
It's a good read.
I have to. I got a problem with my Google Wallet.
Okay.
For the longest time, I kept trying to log in, and I kept putting the wrong email address.
Or something?
No, it was the wrong email address.
Oh.
Over and over and over and over and over and over again. For probably 2 years, I was trying to log in, and it wouldn't work. And it kept. Now it says I have to send them all this information to prove that I actually exist.
That's not good.
So when I last went and got my phone replaced. And he said, well, just put your email address in. And at that exact moment, my brain went, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. I remember it. Like, I remembered it just then. I'm like, oh. Because that was the last time I had changed it.
Sure.
And I created it for that. So, real dumb. So, I got to do something because I need to get that.
Have you ever read Strike Force Moratori? It's a Marvel one. From 2002.
Sorry, I'm trying to read what she wrote. Dana just wrote, yes, BTVS. Your coolness level has gone up. Buffy the Vampire Slayer has gone up points with shit. Let me tell you something, Dana.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Back in the day when I was in college and I was just a youth, Sarah and I had some good friends. And they would come over every, I believe, Tuesday night. Sarah, was it Tuesday night? She's not listening. She doesn't care. She would come over. They'd come over every Tuesday night. We'd crack some beers and I believe eat some food that Sarah would eat.
Sure.
And we would watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Dawson's Creek.
Right on.
And then we would watch that. And that we did that for probably 2 years before we all went our separate ways. But
I did the same thing in college, but it was Smallville and Supernatural.
Nice.
I never
got into Smallville.
It's worth it. You can stick around. Hey, Millie.
Keep yelling for her name. You'll find her. Millie's wearing her Christmas present of a Baymax shirt that mommy made.
Ooh.
Anyway, I probably don't need to listen to this anymore.
No.
It was funky, though.
It was a bit.
It was marked on here as porno music.
Hey, there's Sarah. Did you just hit yourself in the face?
Well, Millie got here just in time. For the music to turn off. The conversation we were having. Never mind. No, I'm saying she did get here.
We were just talking about how Buffy is awesome.
Yes.
And then there's Angel.
Yes. I have all of the seasons of Buffy on DVD.
Cool.
And only one season of Angel on DVD.
I like... The last one was cool. It's cool. First one was rough, but
Season of Angel?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually though it's rough. It was, you know, it was done as very, very noir.
Yep.
It's very noir. And then they broke out of that and went a little crazier. They got into the hotel and
that's where it got even more crazy.
And then in the last season with the becoming the in charge of
the law offices. Law
so
that's nuts.
Sarah's joined us. Sarah, how you doing? Good. Nope. Sorry, Sarah.
Good.
There you are. Sorry, that was me.
What were you trying to ask me earlier?
What nights you used to watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer on?
Oh, I don't know.
He estimated Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday nights.
Probably.
Good old UPN.
Look that up. Was this on UPN? I guess. I don't know. I don't think it was on UPN. It was on... It may have been
The WB.
Was it on the WB? Look that up.
Okay, fine. I'll look it up. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wasn't it? I thought it was on...
What was that?
Whatever happened to the WB?
It became the CW after it merged with UPN.
Oh.
CW.
Buffy.
Dana's favorite episode was The Gentleman.
Which one? Buffy or...
Buffy, I guess.
Angel.
That's the one with the really tall, creepy...
The floating
yes.
thingies? Yeah.
Yes.
They sucked up the sound around.
Yeah, you couldn't scream.
Oof. Was that the silent episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what my favorite episode was.
So the answer is both. It was on the WB from 1997 to 2001, then the UPN from 2001 to 2003.
Wow, 1997? Jesus Christ, that doesn't seem right.
Why wouldn't... I mean, that was a year after we met.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I started dating.
I guess that's true.
Want to know something really sad?
No.
Ryan yes. was 8.
I was going to say.
God damn it.
You know what I was watching?
Romper Room?
I was watching Batman Beyond.
Romper Room. There was no Romper Room.
I remember Batman Beyond.
Yeah, that's what I was watching.
I have Batman Beyond number 1 in the comics.
Oh, it's
I got
a good
it
one.
Free at Six Flags.
Cool.
My favorite. I think my favorite episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is when they went into the alternate universe the first time, when Cordelia set
Didn't Cordelia become the Vampire Slayer?
No, it was she. That was when she met Anya, and Anya put a curse. And then they flipped into an alternate universe where, what's her name? The redhead.
Willow.
Willow was the queen vampire, all vamped up in the red,
sure. yeah.
red leather bustier.
I was going to say in the bustier.
Hells yeah.
Is that the only reason why he liked that episode?
No, the writing was fantastic. Whoever wrote that she should wear a red bustier.
I think one of my favorites was when they first met Oz.
Yes.
And because he's in the van, he's also in a band, and all of a sudden he just werewolves out and attacks. It's a pretty cool episode.
Sarah's favorite line is what Oz says in one of those episodes.
I don't remember.
It was about the...
I'm running on fumes.
It was when he was talking with Willow about animal crackers.
Oh, the monkeys wear pants? Is it
yes.
apes wear pants? Or
the monkeys are wearing pants.
Nice.
I mock you with my monkey pants.
Yes, I mock you with my monkey pants. That's what it
monkey
was.
Monkey pants.
Yes, Willow and Xander were both vampires. You are right, Dana. Welcome to Buffy Talk.
On AWA Podcast.
Do I have that in here? Hold on.
Boo-doo-doo. Wow.
I think
it's part of your
Christmas...
Really your Christmas theme.
It was
your
Christmas theme, yeah.
No, your Halloween theme.
You know, they show Buffy nonstop on the Logo channel.
That's nice. That's okay.
The lesbian channel. the homosexual channel.
They like the strong women. And who doesn't?
I can't think of my favorite episode. I kind of like the one where Xander, like, the mummy, where the mummy showed up or whatever, and he was kind of like in an episode on his own. Remember the girl came alive and,
I think so.
I was a fan of Xander.
I wasn't a fan of the whole season with the half cyborg dude.
The preacher too, Nathan Fillion.
Yes. That was a good. I liked him.
That was.
That was towards the end.
With the first.
Yeah.
No, the half cyborg that was with Riley.
Yep. Didn't like that whole thing.
Where they went to college.
Yeah.
I liked the episode when her and Riley were locked in his bedroom and they were trapped there because they were doing it nonstop.
Oh, they kind of like were their own.
That's
Adam.
Messed up.
Adam. Yes,
the cyborg dude.
Was that because they weren't called the Initiative? What were they called?
I think it was.
Was it the Initiative?
I think it was the Initiative.
When they created him out of parts, and that's when they put the chip into Spike's head.
Yeah.
Poor Spike.
Where he couldn't harm a human being.
Nope. And every time.
But Monsters is a different story.
Yes, he killed the hell out of Monsters and other fellow vampires. Like, in the time he tried to attack Willow and he couldn't do it, and he's like, it never happened to me before. And she talked to him like...
Performance anxiety.
Well, yes, it was very sad. Good show. Funny show.
I liked it. You know,
I think, okay, I take that back. I think my favorite episode is whenever she figures out Dawn isn't her sister. That whole episode was kind of weird and trippy. And
that was at the beginning of the last season or something.
Neat. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, second last season.
That episode.
I can tell you which episode I don't enjoy. That was one where her mother died.
Yeah,
not good. Spoilers for anybody who hasn't seen the series. I think there's like a post, like 10 years. You haven't seen it in 10 years?
I think we can talk about it now.
So in like 3 years, we can talk about Lost?
There was no music in that entire episode.
Oh, there wasn't?
No.
Ugh. So depressing. So depressing. Couldn't handle it.
Joss Whedon.
Yeah, he's a good writer.
After that, he did Firefly.
I was about to say, which brings us to Firefly.
I love Firefly. It was right there in between the UPN WB years.
And it got lost in Fox.
Because they played it on this night, and then they moved it to this night, and then moved it over to this night. So there was no one could follow it in order to tell what was going on.
They probably only played three or four episodes.
Fox was
good at that. Fox fucks up a lot of shows. We watched a show... Oh, God. Sarah, what was the name of that show that we watched?
What was it about?
Wonderfalls.
Oh, yeah.
We watched a show. Sarah, we saw the preview for the show on Fox. Wonderfalls.
Wonderfalls?
It was about a girl who inanimate objects talk to her.
Yeah, they started talking to her and telling her to do... It sounds creepy, but started telling her to kind of do things, but in like a cryptic way.
Yes.
So the whole episode was her trying to figure out what... Like, trying to do what they were saying so that they would leave her alone.
Okay.
So they would shut up.
Yeah.
So she would try to do what they wanted so they would shut up. And she would eventually, at the end of the episode, help somebody.
Yeah.
Sure.
And she was not the helpful type.
No.
She was very snarky, very introverted, and didn't want to do any of these things. But and her family was becoming very concerned with her because she started helping people. But I think two episodes aired before it was canceled. Or maybe three. And it was... No warning. It just was like on one week, on another week, change days, canceled.
Yeah. That's pretty much how Fox does things.
I hate Fox. Yet fucking Mulaney lasts an entire season.
Yeah,
it did. I thought it was canceled.
I think they're still running it.
Oh, really?
It's not going to make it next year, but I think they're still running it.
The only reason why I'm not upset with that is that it has Martin Short in it. So,
and then didn't they go like 10 seasons with House or something too? So it had some stuff that stayed.
Yeah. I guess it all really depended who was in charge.
And they got rid of Enlisted.
After one season.
Fox.
Apparently, because I've been listening to a lot of Phantom Planet, apparently Tim Powers and Sax Carr are friends with that Mulaney guy, and they feel terrible for him.
Well, I'm sure he's he's a very nice guy.
He's a very nice guy, but the show sucks. I'm about to say Crystal, but I don't think that was what it's called. The Latino girl.
Oh.
That show's also been canceled.
How do you know that show sucks? Did you ever watch it?
Which, Mulaney?
Mulaney, yeah.
No, I watched the commercials, and they were terrible. It was very formulaic. It was very...
Well, it was all his... Because I listen a lot of 24/7 stand-up on iHeartRadio.
Sure.
And it was all his, like... It was just all his stand-up that he was doing. That, like, the clips that I heard on 24/7, I heard them all in the show.
And I think that turned people off a lot as well, because it was like, oh, Seinfeld did this.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't know, it didn't look entertaining from the previews. And that other one, that's not Crystal, I wish I knew the name of the show, it bothered me because she was smiling the entire time. On one side, you can tell she was having a great time doing her own TV show. On the other half, she couldn't wipe that smile off of her face because she was having a great time.
Gotcha.
And it really bugged me. I don't know.
Fox still has New Girl on, so Fox at least still has New Girl. Not gotten rid of that.
That's one of that's another bubble show that they always when they threaten to cancel and they bring back like
Two Broke Girls.
Raising Hope. On that stupid
show.
Raising Hope and kept every year was almost canceled, and
then Bob's Burgers.
I never watched. I watched like one episode of that show and didn't enjoy it.
It's got a cult following, but then again, so do the ponies.
Yes. we can't talk about My Little Pony.
I watched the rest of. I'm just throwing this out there because I watched the rest of it this season this morning. Selfie was canceled, and I was really sad about that after I watched the last episode.
I saw five episodes of it.
I thought it was good.
It was getting better, and that was what all the critics were saying. One of the critics I read panned it and said it was a terrible show, and then they revisited it, and they said, you know what? It's actually not that bad, and it's growing on me.
I know. The second to last episode, I finished, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is actually a really good show.
I liked its sister show, which kind of, it was the same time frame, Manhattan Love Story.
I didn't watch any of that. I saw the commercials. Was it good?
The first few episodes, yeah, and then that's all he showed, like four episodes. So I don't know if it's still going, not going, what's up.
I don't know. Did you see that Marry Me show? Marry Me? I think we talked about it one time, but I don't think you were here. But I don't know. I don't know. I watched a couple of those episodes, and I don't know if it's still on or not. But that was another one of the shows, like, they were so mean to each other. Like, the humor was so dry and real, just sarcastic and real. Like, I appreciated it, but I also thought, like, how are you supposed to like these people at all? Let me see.
Nice. Nowadays, all I watch is Arrow and Flash.
Flash.
And Doctor Who.
We did not see the Christmas special. Don't say anything.
Don't
say anything.
It's good.
You just said something. Don't say anything.
Ryan, this happened at work. I told Dave this story, but there's this lady that comes in, and she comes in a lot, and she always has, she's not an old lady, but she's like an older lady, and she always has like nerdy sci-fi shirts on and
sure,
stuff.
So like early 50s sort of?
Yeah, maybe, or even just maybe late 40s, I don't know, around there, anyway.
But so sci-fi nerdy shirts.
Yes, and she had on, she was in the other day, and she had on Doctor Who. I can't remember. It was like, it had a TARDIS, and I think she may work for Disney as well, because it had TARDIS with like a Tigger sitting outside of the TARDIS door. So I said, oh, did you watch the Christmas special? And she just like stopped and just like stared at me for like 10 seconds. And I was like, yeah, like the Doctor Who Christmas special. And she had
no idea what you're talking about?
She had, I thought that maybe what was happening, because she really just, like, said nothing, just stared at me. And I said, you know, like, they usually have a Doctor Who Christmas special.
Every year?
And she goes, was it on Christmas? And I said, yeah, I think so. And then she goes, oh my gosh, she was like totally disappointed that she had missed it and was like, bummer. Oh, I'm going to have to find it.
It's $1.99 on Google Play.
Is it?
Not yet, no, wait.
And for the Disney shirts, or the TARDIS shirts, they have a huge series. It's an entire artist, and she has like 15 shirts.
I've seen those with like Belle and Rapunzel.
I have one that has Yoda, and Yoda's lifting it like it's the X-Wing.
Nice.
But it's the TARDIS.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Ow, your elbow's right in my leg.
So the only thing I'm going to tell you about it, before we move on. Yeah. One thing. Nick Frost plays Santa.
Oh, good. He's back.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, you're going to have to wait. Okay. I have a list.
You do have a list. We could talk about the this week's Not Yet Dead Celeb.
Well, let's talk about this week's Not Yet Dead Celeb, and then we will talk about the dead celebs.
Sure. This week's Not Yet Dead Celeb is Miss Michelle Nichols.
And who is Miss Michelle Nichols, for those who do not know, but probably do?
She is famous for being Uhura, the original Uhura from Star Trek.
Yes, yes. And she wanted to quit the show after the first season.
But then they told her, no, she can't do it because she was making history.
Yeah, Martin Luther King Jr.
told her. Oh, really?
She can't do it.
Wow.
He went and told her personally that he
loved
the show.
Why did she want to quit? Because of William Shatner?
Probably. And that she was just sitting there in a mini dress.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't quit. You're the first black woman in space.
And it's because of her that they had the first interracial kiss on television.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With William Shatner.
With William Shatner. Let's see. She was on Heroes back in 2006.
Yes, she was.
She was in a Scooby-Doo made-for-TV movie, Curse of the Lake Monster. Like for sure, man. She's done a few things recently, but they look like B-list movies. She was in Are We There Yet in 2005.
Was that with Ice Cube?
Yep.
Nice.
Before that, she was in Snow Dogs with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr. makes me so mad.
I know.
You know, this kid... Can I rant about Cuba Gooding Jr. for a second? This kid was in Boys in the Hood.
Yep.
Boys in the Hood. This movie was spectacular. He was like nominated for awards. Did he win?
Might
he
have.
Won for Jerry Maguire.
I mean, then he won like a couple of years with Jerry Maguire. And then he just does a shit ton of terrible, terrible movies.
Like the boat?
Yes,
boat
that was like his next movie after... Well, I just lowered my seat.
I'm so angry.
He did Boat Trip. And,
oh, my God.
It had Roger Moore, wasn't it?
Well,
oh,
you know
it hurt me.
Roger Moore.
Oh, a whole bunch of queens on a boat.
And Cuba.
Cuba Gooding
Jr. Cuba. And Morris Chestnut, it was another one.
Maybe it was Easy Money. You think?
Well, it had to be Easy Money because it certainly didn't further his career. All right, so he was in Coming to America. He was the boy getting haircut.
That's right.
He was in an episode of Amen, an episode of 227.
Cool.
But then he did Boys in the Hood, 1991, Boys in the Hood. And then he was in a series of episodes of MacGyver.
Yep.
He was in the 1992 movie Gladiator, Judgment, A Few Good Men.
He was in the Gladiator? Is that like
the 1992 version of it.
Oh.
A Few Good Men, still a good movie. Then he did some TV movies. Oh, and then almost the beginning of the end, he did Lightning Jack.
No.
That was with Crocodile Dundee.
Paul Hogan.
And he plays a mute.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm not even clicking on these things. This is unfortunately what I remember. And then he did Tuskegee Airmen. Then he did Jerry Maguire. And then he was in As Good as It Gets. And from that point on, he was in Pearl Harbor. Oh, he did Rat Race. Listen, he does Pearl Harbor. And then Rat Race.
Yep. And that's what starts it. Rat Race.
Rat Race. And he played himself in Zoolander, and then he did Snow Dogs, and he did a Boat Trip.
Yep.
And he did Radio.
Which was, we're thinking, okay, yeah, he's going to come back.
Come back.
Then what did he do?
A bunch of movies I've never heard of. Norbit.
Yep.
Daddy Daycare. And he did Daddy Daycare.
But he had a small part. He was a C-lister in that movie.
Daddy Daycare?
Yep. It
was a Murphy vehicle.
Correct, but Eddie Murphy was the main character.
Oh, yes.
Him and two white dudes.
Devil's Tomb, The Hitless, Sacrifice, One in the Chamber, Don John. In the movie Don John, he played Hollywood actor number two.
Don John is just it's a mess.
He was in Machete Kills.
A lot of people were in Machete Kills.
The Book of Negroes. Can I say that? Yeah, that's in post-production, so...
Probably. It's a title.
By the way, Sarah, Karen Hillian is
Karen
the
Jillian?
Did the t-shirts. The T-Fury sells her shirts, so free plug for her.
They're also on blueboxtees.com.
Blue Box. So we just took Nichelle Nichols, her 5 minutes of talking about her, and
So before she did all of that fanciness, she was in Star Trek, and now she's not doing much.
She did that fancy dance in Star Trek V, the Undiscovered Country. No, it was a Final Frontier, I think.
Undiscovered Country.
Undiscovered Country.
Because Final Frontier, Undiscovered, I don't know. Probably.
Can we talk about the stars that we've lost this year?
Go for it. Who did we die?
We lost Pugsley. Lost Pugsley from the Addams Family.
Wasn't he like 60?
He was 59.
Yeah.
59. That's... I died too young. Pugsley, too young. Anyone watch MTV reality star Diem Brown?
No.
She died of ovarian cancer.
Sadness,
32. Carol Ann Susie? She was the voice of Mrs. Hollowitz in The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Never watched that show.
It's all right.
This was sad. Welcome Back, Cotter star Marissa Strassman.
Yep.
She'd passed away. She was the wife. That is a very funky outfit she's got there. She was in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
She was a mom in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. The old guy from Fraggle Rock, if you didn't think, I thought he was already dead.
Yeah.
We should have done him as a not yet dead celebrity.
That's right.
Except now he's dead. He was 90. Mm-hmm. 90.
I just watched the Muppet Christmas special.
Yes.
In like the 70s. It was on YouTube. And they combined the Fraggles, Sesame Street, and the Muppets. They all went to Fozzie's mom's place.
Aww.
It was funny.
Elizabeth Normant? She was in House of Cards. Don't know who she is. Sorry. Jan Hooks.
Really?
Jan Hooks. She was 57.
She was on SNL.
She was on SNL for many years. Sweeney Sisters. She did Tammy Faye Baker. Very funny. Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Passed away.
Yeah.
Very funny.
We talked about her a few episodes ago.
Don Pardo passed away. Announcer for Saturday Night Live. He's been replaced by, I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
He was on Saturday Night Live for 10 years.
Oh,
he did the voices.
Mark Hammond?
No. Ryan, get them fingers working.
Yep, I'm already on it.
He's the announcer on SNL. He did Bill Clinton.
He's like comes and goes on SNL a lot, doesn't he?
Well, now he's the now
he was he was Bill Clinton.
Yes. He was.
I know it. I know his face too.
On Forever,
Daryl Hammond. Is Daryl gonna do a
impression of Don Pardo?
That's what I'm wondering.
I think he did for a long time. I think before when Don Pardo like would miss shows, I think he would do Don Pardo in order to keep that going. But
right
no.
On.
Lauren Bacall, 89.
Sure.
Robin Williams.
Yep.
We've talked about him. James Garner. Maverick.
Right on.
He hated Howard Stern. This guy. Mesak Taylor?
Was he Jar Jar Binks?
He was not Jar Jar Binks. He was in Designing Women.
Okay.
He was the black guy in Designing Women. Some guy from Survivor. Casey Kasem. By the way, to close off the Casey Kasem story, he's finally been buried.
Okay.
This happened last week.
Gotcha. That took forever.
Yes. He toured the world. He's been buried in Norway. And
Norway?
Yes, Norway. And apparently there are strict laws in Norway that people who have been buried cannot be exhumed or taken out.
So now he's in there.
He's there. He's there forever. As far away from his family as his wife could take them.
That's awesome.
And his family is furious.
Well, yeah.
Because they had, they were supposed to be able to bury him, but no.
It's not good for the family, but it's good that it's just over with.
It's over. It's done. It's done.
Yeah.
Alice from the Brady Bunch, Ann B. Davis, she passed away.
Yep.
This guy, Efren Zimbalist Jr. passed away. That's a picture of Robin Hood. Mickey Rooney, another person who thought had been dead for a long time, apparently just passed away this year.
Mickey Rooney,
someone from Dynasty. This character actor guy, David Brenner. Yep. He had fallen off the face of the earth. He apparently now is. Yeah, it's now killed him. Cynthia Lynn, best known as Colonel Klink's secretary, Helga, on Hogan's Heroes.
Sure.
They were bottom of the barrel here. Sheila McRae, who played Alice Cramden opposite Jackie Gleason in the revival of The Honeymooners, she passed away. The dating game host, Jim Lang,
yep,
passed away.
Remember that one.
Ralph White from The Waltons, dead. Sid Caesar. I'm fairly certain we had done a not-yet-dead celebrity of Sid Caesar.
I think so, and now he's dead.
Now he's dead, so... I don't know, more dead people, and we're done. Oh, well, okay. Dave Madden,
yeah, who,
from the Partridge Family, Reuben Kincaid.
Sure.
Gilligan's Island, Russell Johnson.
The professor.
Professor, I've read his book. He's a very entertaining guy. No, not so much. And those are all the people who died.
Sadness.
Sadness, indeed. 20 worst films of 2014.
Is Tusk on them? I saw it. It was decent. But
I'll look. Yeah. Saving Christmas was on there. That's the what's his name? Kirk Cameron film.
Yep.
A Million Ways to Die.
I liked it.
It didn't do well. I'm just flying through these. I'm not going to give the whole list. I'm just looking for movies I recognize. The Legend of Hercules, not the Rock version, but
no, the other one.
The other one did terrible. Hector and the Search for Happiness.
Nope, no idea.
That's with Simon Pegg.
Okay.
Yep, did terrible. If I Stay, they didn't like it.
Nope.
Drive Hard. Apparently, John Cusack's been doing a lot of movies that no one's seen.
Yep, like The Raven.
Nevermore. The Bagman. Another nope. John Cusack movie no one saw. Labor Day, Winter's Tale. I don't know. Lullaby, don't know. Septic Man. That doesn't sound like a good movie.
No. Nope.
3 Days to Kill.
Is that Liam Neeson?
No, that is... I'm trying to...
Kevin Costner.
Thank you, yep. thank you. Left Behind was the worst movie of this year.
And that's a Nick Cage film. Nick that Cage. Didn't surprise me.
No surprise. Nick okay. Cage. But you know what? We're going to go out on well, okay. Ryan's got some geek news.
I do have some geek news, so let's jump into the realm of geekiness.
Hold on. Let me hit the right... Before we go into the... 2000, what we have to look forward to next year. Let's talk about what we have what's going on today. Hold on. God, it wasn't cued. I apologize. There we go.
Do it now.
All right, folks. Now it's time for the geek news.
Geek news.
And we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to start off with a couple of announcements of who played what, starting with Benedict Cumberbatch as Doctor Strange, but we already knew that was going to happen.
Yes.
And,
Cumberbatch.
That's right. He's Doctor Strange now. And Kristen Ritter has been announced to be Jessica Jones.
And what? Oh, yes. Yes. She's from The Bee. From
in Apartment 23.
Mm-hmm. There were nude photos of her on the Fappening.
Apparently. They have a couple of new TV shows coming out called Krypton, Titans, and Supergirl. So that's happening. Just wanted to announce that it's going to happen. I don't know how any of them are going
to
do.
Or if they ever make it to the screen.
Yeah.
Like Wonder Woman never did.
No, it ended up in pilot and then got canned, but then it made way for a movie to happen.
Hopefully.
So. They also announced who Luke Cage is going to be.
Who's Luke Cage going to be?
Well, right now I'm frozen. I'm
frozen?
So I'm trying to let it go,
Elsa?
But it's not happening. It just reset itself. So they're bringing out a Luke Cage movie and or TV show on Netflix.
Yes, that's part of the whole like Marvel Knights deal.
Exactly, and they're going to introduce him in the Jessica Jones.
Yes, Alias.
Mm-hmm. So Mike Coulter is Luke Cage.
Mike Coulter.
No idea who he is.
Is he related to Ann Coulter?
Probably not.
Damn it.
Daredevil did post production. Oh, yeah, we can talk about...
What's his name again? I'm sorry.
Mike Coulter, C-O-L-T-E-R. I think he was in like a Halo thing. And
he's a black guy. Sorry.
Mike, Luke Cagey.
He's very Luke Cagey. Just by his look. Oh, look at that. They've already got the whole list of shows of Alias and Agent X.
Sure.
What's Agent X?
I have no
That's
idea.
That's not the Deadpool story, is it?
Probably not.
No. Anyways, as you were.
So, yeah. So, they're coming out with Suicide Squad, which we talked was going to happen.
Suicide Squad. Thunderbolts.
We haven't talked about Suicide Squad versus Thunderbolts.
Versus? Oh, they're going to compete? Or fight?
Well, you like Thunderbolts.
True.
I like Suicide Squad.
Also true.
Fortunately, Suicide Squad came first.
Yes, we looked that up.
We did. And who's going to be in it? You got Tom Hardy. He's going to play Rick Flagg, who's kind of the leader.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Deadshot, an awesome character who's an assassin, played by Will Smith.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
He's going to be an assassin.
Okay.
So now he's going to have a huge role, which is kind of weird. They're bringing in the Joker.
Yes.
Jared Leto.
Yes, from...
Lincoln, no, something like that.
From My So-Called Life.
Yes. Margot Robbie is going to be Harley Quinn.
To be interesting.
Yeah. Some dude named Jai Courtney is going to be Captain Boomerang.
Interesting. And interesting then, choice. I mean, all right, go on.
It could work.
Whose main villain is he?
Captain Boomerang is in between the Flash and Green Arrow.
Yes, the Flash. That's how I knew that. Okay.
He's part of the Rogue Gallery.
Yes.
And Kara Delevingne is Enchantress. But speaking of Captain Boomerang and the Rogue Gallery.
I'm very excited about Captain
Boomerang.
So
I've been watching The Flash.
Okay.
Awesome show.
I haven't seen it.
They had a crossover episode.
With Arrow.
Yep. Yes,
haven't seen it.
Captain Boomerang. He happened.
Okay.
But they've also had Captain Cold was person.
Yes, he's also a Flash villain.
They had another dude, the Heat Wave, I think is what his name was. He's also a Flash villain.
I see laziness here.
Yeah. But they're saying that they're bringing in the Trickster later on this season.
Oh, that's right. I've heard this. Played by?
Well, the Trickster is being played by two people.
Okay.
You have the storyline from what they said so far is there's a new Trickster in town. So in order to figure out his MO, they go to jail and find the old Trickster, who is played by Mark Hamill.
Luke.
The original Trickster from the early 1990s Flash series.
Yes. So that was nice that they played homage. Are they going to play homage to the Flash from that series?
They say that they have, but they're trying to do more and more because the original Flash was Jonathan Wesley Snipp, or Ship, whatever his name is. And he's Barry's dad. So he's there. So they are doing what they can, but it's hard when it was only around for one season.
But are they going to bring back? Are they not bring back? Are they going to bring in Kid Flash?
They might. There's no indication of it yet.
I don't know anything about Flash.
He's just kind of going on.
I'm going out with the things I can pick out of my brain that I remember.
So you should watch it.
All right.
I think it's better than Gotham.
I've watched one episode of Gotham. I'll tell you what, I've seen more previews I see of it, the more I want to watch it, but it still
haven't
dragged me into doing it yet.
If I had to rank all of the shows that's been going on right now, for comic book-wise, Flash and Arrow would be number one.
Okay.
Then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Followed by Constantine.
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
And then Gotham.
All right.
Yep.
Poor Gotham.
Is what it is. And to wrap up our geek news, let's talk about Bond 27, or 24, known as Spectre. So that's they're naming it, Spectre, after the evil organization.
Yes, so that's evil organization has been around for a very long time.
Correct. And then they had a new one known as the Quantum of Solace. So, yeah, Spectre. That's going to happen.
Quantum of Solace was a different...
different organization. Part of Mr. White nonsense. It's all very James Bond confusing as, but Spectre was around in the 60s with Sean Connery.
I see. Yes.
And with that said, that's going to be it for this week's Geek News as we close with Duran Duran.
View to a Kill. James Bond music. Brian is dancing. Meeting you with a view to a kill. I don't know what that means. But meeting you is a view to a kill.
Right on.
Right on. All right. I
Yes, Dave. You seem flustered and frustrated.
Suicide Squad. I will wait for any judgments on Suicide Squad until after Superman versus Batman. Or is it Batman versus Superman?
Batman v. Superman.
Until after Batman v. Superman. Because I know inherently Warner Brothers is going to fuck this up.
Probably.
Because this is what they do. They fuck things up. Especially now, they've given themselves such a huge slate of films. I feel like...
They've gone to like 2020 with all their films that they're saying.
I feel like at some point, one of these movies is not going to do well.
And they have to shuffle things around?
And they'll shuffle things around, and a bunch of movies will all of a sudden disappear.
Like the new Flash and Jon Stewart, Green Lantern, they're way, way away.
Yes, those things will probably not... I don't know for sure, but I feel like Warner Brothers will fuck it up somehow.
But Marvel's like, hey, here's what's up. We're going to do it. And then they do it. And it turns out okay.
Well, I feel like, at least with this particular Marvel universe, they're treating it very much the way they treat their comic books. Like, they, you know, when they have crossovers... You know, every year Marvel has a summit. You know, they have their comic book summit. They take everyone, a mountain range somewhere, and they put them all in a log cabin, and they sit around a table, and they say, all right, what's going to happen this year? And, you know, or whoever's in charge at the time says, all right, this is the thing that's going to happen all summer long.
Sure.
And it's going to affect everyone. What stories are going to go around it? How are we going to work together to make this work? And they do. And if it crosses over, cross over. If it doesn't cross over, it doesn't touch it at all.
Well, DC's doing the same thing, too, comic-wise, but it's a DC cinematic, which, movie-wise, for everything, let's say The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton didn't go so well.
It didn't.
Well, yes. And that's just one movie. They're like, okay, we get it. You replace one character, add him into something else, and it's good.
Yes.
They can do the same thing with any of these if they have the end sight in mind.
Right.
But for this one, the end is in the middle. Because when you started off with phase one of Marvel's.
Right.
Iron Man.
Right.
Incredible Hulk.
Right.
Iron Man 2.
Right.
Thor.
Right.
Captain America.
Right.
Avengers.
Right. Phase one.
That's right. Everything turned out okay except for the Incredible Hulk. The Hulk part was great. Edward Norton part sucked.
Yes. Well, it was just... I felt that...
It was rushed.
I don't think they. The story just seemed like it was everywhere.
Abomination's here.
And I think the first movie was so bad. We'll poke it back.
It was better than the original Hulk from 2005.
That movie was so long.
Yep.
That movie was so long, and all I kept thinking about is, I hope this movie ends soon.
Yep.
And then it ended, but it didn't.
Nope. Not really.
The fades to black. It's like, oh, thank God, it's over.
So after that, you had Phase 2.
Yes. Which we're in right now.
Which had Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Thor 2, The Dark World.
Yes. Haven't seen it yet.
Captain America, Winter Soldier.
I own that.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
And then Avengers 2. I don't think I've missed anything.
Where does Ant-Man fit into that?
Ant-Man is the beginning of Phase 3.
Okay. Yes.
So Avengers 2. So that's their second phase. So then you got DC, who did Man of Steel.
So, well, taking a step back for a second,
yeah,
Phase 2 is much more condensed into a world than Phase 1 was.
Because Phase 1, they were just starting out.
Phase 1 was all origin stories,
more
or less. So Iron Man origin story is a standalone, Captain America standalone, Hulk standalone, even though at the end...
The Easter eggs. They
sewed it together a little bit, like... If it doesn't work out, it can still be thrown away.
Because, it's a
mind
teaser.
You, each Easter egg didn't pan out.
No.
Like, Tony Stark visiting
General Ross,
like, oh, you got a Hulk problem, huh? Nothing happened of that.
Yep. All he said was, we're putting a team together.
Yeah, we're putting a team together.
That's it.
Which
you knew from the first Iron Man.
But even after the first Iron Man, we have Iron Man 2, you're not a part of this team.
Yep.
So,
and then the Easter egg in that one is your assessment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he recruiting when now in Iron Man 2 he's not even part of the team?
Yep.
So
and then the Tesseract cube and yeah.
So once all of a sudden that started tying things together.
So it wasn't until Iron Man 2 / Thor 1.
Yes.
Where they're like, where we're actually going to go.
They're like, these things actually did really well. We're successful. We can all tie these all together.
Yep.
And they're tied together to a way that you don't have to watch all of them to understand them.
You can watch Avengers alone and it still holds up.
And I have many times. So, but these next ones I feel are very connected, especially...
Iron Man 3 was a standalone.
Yeah.
But Winter Soldier...
Well, I believe Iron Man 3 was a standalone, but I think how it ended is going to have a lot to do with Avengers 2. He's got all these Iron Man suits flying around.
Spoilers.
Damn it. But he... He created that. That is something he had already done. So in order to create an Ultron, that would be next on his list of things to do.
It would be the next step in AI that controls it for him.
Exactly. So now he's controlling all these Iron Man suits. Now the next step for him would be an Iron Man suit that controls itself, and then it takes on a mind of its own and builds its own Iron Man army. And
yep, that makes sense.
But
as opposed to being a guard for a negative zone sort of thing, which Ant-Man or whatever,
Ant-Man.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I'm excited. I have no idea what to expect. They've released so little,
which is fine by me. The only thing they've announced is Michael Douglas is going to be Hank Pym.
Yes, the original Ant-Man.
The original Ant-Man.
Now, are they going to weave him into the original S.H.I.E.L.D., original...
The SSR program from the 40s, 50s, and 60s?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's supposed to be an Agent Carter, Howard Stark crossover with Michael Douglas.
Because Hank was an original Avenger.
He was the original member of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Not to say Avenger, but...
Right. But in the comics, he was an original Avenger.
Correct. Him and Janet, which was a Wasp.
Yes.
So you've got him.
Who has not been seen.
And then the story arc of the comics, you've got Scott Lang, was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think, of some sort, but borrowed the suit and ended up using it, and then he became Ant-Man, so we're going to go with it. And then there was some other guy who just ended up being a jerk with the Ant-Man suit and used it to spy on Miss Marvel in the shower, and it's just a complete messed up story arc.
And then, and I did read that we will see Yellow Jacket.
Rumor.
Someone was supposed to be playing Yellow Jacket in this movie. So,
They may have Hank come back as
Yellow Jacket.
That's what they're saying.
Which is what happens in the comics.
Yep.
Because he gets a little mean.
He does. Especially spoilers after Janet dies.
Yeah, well, you know. Is she going to die in this movie?
I don't know. She's probably going to be old. So
she's not even. We haven't even heard hide nor hair of her. So
no, we'll see. That's what's so cool about it. If you hide things, it becomes a surprise.
Exactly,
and a surprise can be awesome.
My favorite. I was reading my original Ultimates comics.
Yep.
And when they were fighting the Hulk, and she shrinks down and flies into his ear.
Yep.
And knocks his equilibrium out and then knocks him out.
That's right.
That's a pretty cool move.
That was pretty cool.
Pretty cool move. So, I'm sorry, I have no idea what we're talking about anymore.
Talking about Suicide... So, in DC's world...
Oh, we do have Thunderbolts coming out, right?
We have the Inhumans coming out.
Inhumans, which nobody knows
Black
about.
Black Bolt and all sorts of
Black
Fantastic
can't
Four
talk.
Side people.
That's going to be interesting, seeing that I haven't read a single Inhumans comic, and I don't...
No.
But I think they're relying a lot, at this point, I guess, on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
basically,
in order to give them the drive in order to make that movie successful.
Because Guardians already has its own stuff. It can run self-sufficiently.
Is Iron Man going to make an appearance in Guardians?
He may as an Easter egg, but the only Robert Downey Jr. scheduled stuff is in Civil War.
Yes.
And in the Infinity Wars.
Civil War is going to be interesting.
And the rumor has it that they've been fighting around trying to get Spider-Man with them. If they do have Spider-Man, it's not going to be Andrew Garfield. That's their rumor.
Just stupid. They're killing. They've murdered that franchise. Murdered it.
Basically.
And all they do, and they're continuing to murder it.
Yep. But, especially if they bring back Tobey Maguire. That's another rumor. Yep. Just sit there and think about that.
God, that would be awesome if that is the... the moment we see Spider-Man that nobody knows until he pulls that mask off. I'm like, holy shit, it's Tobey Maguire.
Yep.
But I mean, that will only happen once. Because after that, it'll be all over the blogosphere.
Exactly.
But that would be amazing.
That'd be cool.
I have my hopes and dreams. I can't even get that
excited. So we don't know. But the Justice League's right in the middle, so it doesn't make any sense.
We'll see what happens with JLA.
We'll find out.
It all depends on how successful Batman versus Superman.
Dude, it's a movie called Batman versus Superman.
I know. Superman was terrible.
But it's the Dark Knight
Returns. I'm sorry. So what
it's the Dark Knight Returns.
What comes after Batman versus Superman?
I think Wonder Woman. Yeah, Suicide Squad, then maybe Wonder Woman / Cyborg. No, Aquaman.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Really? Cyborg's going to get his own movie?
Maybe. I forgot. It's been a while since
we
covered it.
No, he is. I'm fairly certain about it. All right. We've alienated the entire world at this point. Anyone who's not geeked out on
comics and whatnot.
On comics. My love
so,
of God.
So I'll keep us updated on all the shenanigans from both the Marvel Cinematic and the DC Cinematic nonsense.
Well, I'm saddened that I can no longer go to my Wizard magazines to find out this information.
I go to superherostuff.com for most of mine.
I can go here to my Wizard magazine and see the best 50 comic movies of all time from, what year is this? 2003.
On our next solo, or our next duet of a show,
yes,
we need to do this.
And I will
cover them.
I'll tell you what they are, and you'll be like, what? And you'll be like, yep, that's true.
Yep. From that point to that point.
I mean, they have a very, very limited list of movies they can work with. I'll just show you that picture right there.
No!
I'm telling you, this is 2003. They have very
limited... 1990s Fantastic Four nonsense.
On there.
Oh, God. You can only find that on bootleg now.
You can only find... I've only ever been able to find it on bootleg. And I almost bought one at a Comic-Con years ago. But instead, I bought Monkeys instead.
Okay.
33 and a Third Revolutions for Monkey.
Right on.
Which is a terrifying television special starring the Monkees. Have you seen this?
I've heard
about it. Monstrosity?
I've heard about it.
It took place after the movie Head, which was which now is a cult classic. At the time, nobody saw, and because the Monkees... It didn't say the Monkees' head, it was just Head.
Yep.
And it was so avant-garde that nobody knew what it was because it was just a picture of a head.
Weird.
And their names weren't on it anywhere. I mean, it was a nightmare. But then they came back and they stuck with the theme of manufactured... TV band, and did a 45-minute or an hour and a half a TV special.
That's weird.
They were contracted to do three. They only did one. Unfortunately, it aired the same night as the Oscars.
Oh, no.
And it also...
That's suicide for any show.
It also was filmed during, I think it was a writer's strike or some sort of strike.
That's even worse,
so they couldn't. So they couldn't film it on set. They had to go to a warehouse somewhere and build these... It's so strange.
I don't like it.
I've got it on DVD somewhere.
It's
the strangest thing you may ever sit down and watch. Though, Fats Domino is in at the end with Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah.
And I want to say Little Richard, but I could be wrong. It was three pianos stacked on top of each other.
Well, that's
and
weird.
They're playing piano all stacked on top. So that was kind of cool. The rock and roll jam at the end. But as a show itself, the sketches and things that took place were all just twisted. And
Little Richard.
There's a guy who's like dressed some sort of wizard, and he's eating an apple. And I could...
I don't get it. But all right.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It happens.
We've reached an hour and a half points.
Right on.
I was going to play the fantastic audio from... what was it called?
Scrooge?
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
The Another Waste of a Podcast.
AWOA Podcast.
Another Waste of a Podcast Christmas Carol, starring me and Adam and Nick and Sarah and Aaron. Mikey Maker wrote this for us. I can still play it now if you would like to hear it.
Let's go for it.
We're going to play it. So Ryan has never heard this before unless you went back to show number, what show number was this? Show number 42.
Nope. my phone only goes back 150.
Show number 42 in the year 2000 and...
50, actually.
2011. So, I guess we can listen to it and come back and say goodbye, or...
Let's do that.
All right, we're going to do that. So here, without further ado... The Christmas Carol from 2011, and hopefully, Dana, you can hear this, because you're the only person listening right now. Okay, here we go. If everyone is ready.
Nope.
Yes.
Sure. Should we tell who the characters are before we start?
I'm the narrator.
You're the narrator.
Sarah is going to be the narrator.
I'm the narrator.
I will be playing Ebenezer Martinez. Nick will be playing Nick Cratchit. Adam will be the ghost of Adam Marley. Sarah will also be Emily Cratchit.
Aww.
Aaron will be surprisingly tiny Aaron.
Thanks.
The ghosts of podcast past, present, and future will be Adam. And Newsboy will also be Nick.
Hey, I like that he put our full names on here. Like, I know. We would be confused.
I never know. I was like, oh, shit.
So without further ado.
What awful. I know, I try to lean away from it, but I have all headphones.
A bitterly cold gust of wind blows. It's Christmas Eve, and we see quiet street in suburban Orlando, Florida. Each house on the street is decorated with Christmas lights, decorations, Santa Clauses, and giant plastic candy canes. However, there is one house on the block with no decorations. It's dark and bland.
I'm Jewish.
There are two cars in the driveway and one window lit in the house. We zoom in and see two men in a radio studio.
Nick, are you finished editing the show?
Not yet, Ebenezer.
That's Mr. Martinez to you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Martinez. I'm still editing the crack phone call bit.
Crack?
Crank phone call bit.
We've discontinued the crack phone calls. I'm not paying you to have troubles. I'm paying you to finish bits. Now work.
The two men are Ebenezer Martinez, a popular and wealthy podcast host in the region. Mm-hmm. He hosts a weekly podcast called I Hate Poor People. The other man is his paid intern, Nick Cratchit. Nick is 24 years old and fresh out of broadcasting school. Nick has a lovely wife and a daughter who is surprisingly tiny. Nick works 60 hours a week for Ebenezer Martinez and is paid next to nothing.
Enough stalling and get back to work. I didn't get to where I am, sitting around with my thumb up my ass. Work.
Mr. Martinez?
What?
I was wondering. Well, since it's Christmas Eve and very late, could I have the rest of the night off and pick it back up on Tuesday?
Christmas what?
Christmas Eve. My family is expecting me home for dinner. My wife made roast swan, and I promised my daughter, who is surprisingly tiny, that I would open one present tonight. I can't wait to see her face when she sees her brand new crutch.
You know what? You can have the rest of the night off. And tomorrow night off. And hey, let's give you every night off from here on off, okay? Because you're fired, Cratchit.
But sir...
Get out!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Martinez.
Nick Cratchit leaves and drives home, crying the entire way. When he finally reaches his house, he is greeted by his lovely wife and surprisingly tiny daughter, Erin.
Father, I missed you. Merry Christmas Eve. Mom says the swan is almost prepared.
Nicholas, you're home early. Merry Christmas Eve.
Mr. Martinez fired me tonight.
Fired? On Christmas Eve? Oh, Nick, no. What are we going to do about money? What about surprisingly tiny Aaron's walking lessons?
I don't know, honey. I don't know. We aren't going to have enough money to heat the house for winter. We may have to use surprisingly tiny Aaron's new crutch for firewood.
What are you guys speaking of? I cannot hear a word from all the way down here.
Nothing, my sweets. Nothing.
We'll figure something out. I hope that mean old Martinez gets what's coming to him.
Now, Emily, that's not Christmas-like. We can't wish ill on others.
Back at the studio, Ebenezer Martinez is turning in for the night. Before he blows out his candle, he looks at a photograph of him and his old podcast partner, Adam Marley.
Oh, dear sweet Marley. Ever since you perished, it hasn't been the same around here. Good night, friend.
Ebenezer Martinez kisses the picture of Adam Marley and lays down on his bed. As soon as his head hits the pillow, he is startled by a loud moan and chain rattling.
Ebenezer! Ebenezer!
Who's there?
It's me, Adam Harley, your old podcast co-host.
You're dead. I watched you die at that monster truck rally.
Yes, that was the real bummer. Ebenezer, you have been a real a-hole, man.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. You fired a man tonight. A man who works hard for you. A man who has been your devoted follower ever since our podcast had only a handful of listeners. A man who has a wife and a surprisingly tiny dog.
Nick?
Yes. Ebenezer, you don't have the podcast spirit anymore. You've lost it. Tonight, that changes.
What do you mean?
Tonight, Ebenezer Martinez, you will be visited by three ghosts. The ghosts of podcast past, present, and future. Expect the first ghost after the narrator says something. Goodbye for now, Ebenezer. Good luck, especially with the last ghost.
The ghost of Adam Marley vanishes into thin air. Ebenezer Martinez is kneeling on the floor of his bedroom. He is drenched in sweat and in shock about what he has just witnessed. Before he regains his composure, the house starts to rattle.
Ebenezer! Ebenezer Martinez!
Yes?
I am the ghost of podcast past. You used to be a good man, Ebenezer. Close your eyes. I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey.
Where are we going?
Back to a simpler time. Back before the fame led you to be an intolerable prick. Close them. Close them.
They are closed.
Open them.
Where am I?
It's 2011. You're in your home in Davenport, Florida. This is a spare bedroom that you've modified into a studio.
What's going on?
This is your very first podcast. That's you at the desk.
What am I wearing?
Some stupid basketball jersey. I don't know, I'm just a ghost.
And who are these people?
Well, there's Adam Marley, your sidekick. And that's Pirate, your very first intern. Over there on their celebrity couch is some fine-as-fuck redhead named Marin. And over there is your first wife, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah, I miss her. Everyone looks so happy.
Yes, back then, Ebenezer, you didn't worry about how big and popular you were. You never worried about how many people listened to the show. You were just worried about putting out a quality product. And you did. You had fun.
We're doing Rob's Topics. I miss Rob's Topics.
Close your eyes, Ebenezer. It's time to leave.
Where are we going?
A few years later.
No, I want to stay.
We can't. Now open them.
It's Sarah and me. We're fighting. What are we fighting about?
Well, the show that night didn't go well. Technical issues.
Figures.
You got angry and fired Pirate and Naren. And Sarah thought you were being unfair, and you said... You said things you didn't mean. You said, I have 5,000 listeners. I don't need you.
That's true. I didn't. Then she left.
She did. She's never returned nor called. It's time to leave, Ebenezer.
Where am I going now?
If you remember that night, you met Adam Marley at a bar. You drank away your sorrows and then went to a monster truck rally.
Oh, no, not this.
You were scheduled to do a meet and greet that night. You were in a drunken stupor and wanted to prove yourself. You made a dare with Adam to run across the track. You both ran, then splat. You were the only one who made it to the other side.
It's all my fault.
You became known as a real rebel that night. Your listener numbers went through the roof. You never looked back. The money came in and you forgot about everyone, including yourself.
I'm sorry, Ghosts of Christmas Past. Ghosts of Podcast Past? GPP? Where did you go?
He's gone!
Who are you?
I'm the Ghost of Podcast Present. I'm here to show you how your heartless actions are currently hurting people.
I promise I am not an awful man. I don't mean ill.
Well, tell that to them.
Ebenezer Martinez turns to his left and suddenly finds himself in the middle of Cratchit home. Nick, Emily, and surprisingly tiny Aaron are sitting around the table enjoying their Christmas Eve roasted swan. However, something is troubling the family.
It's Nick Cratchit and his family. Can they see us?
No, we are invisible to them. Now, you should be lucky for that. You fired this man near an hour ago.
I didn't realize that Nick had so little.
Or does he have a lot? He can't see past the material things, can you, Ebenezer?
What's wrong with his daughter? She's so... so...
tiny?
Surprisingly, yes.
His daughter Erin suffers from the same disease that Simon Birch has. She cannot walk and has another disease that makes her speak in a really bad British accent.
I never knew this. Shh. They're talking.
Well, family, the swan didn't turn out quite like I'd hoped. It's so small, it's hard to cook it all the way through without burning.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful, honey.
Father, I finished my Christmas list to give to Santa Claus.
Let me see. Surprisingly tiny, Erin. This is a lot of stuff you are asking for.
Father, what do you mean? Won't Santa bring me what I want? No whittle sticks? No quill ink pens? No beans and toast?
Santa may not have enough.
What your father means to say is, yes, Santa will be here soon enough with all that.
Oh, goody! I think I hear Santa's sleigh bells now. I better get my rest. I'm going to drag myself to my room since I cannot walk.
Emily, what's wrong with you? You know we can't afford those things.
I didn't have the heart, Nick.
Depressing, isn't it? You underpaid him all year, and now this little girl is going to wake up tomorrow morning with no presents.
I never knew this about Nick. I always worried about the crank calls, listener numbers, fart sound effects, and myself. Now, next year will be different.
She isn't going to make it to next year. Ugh. Her medical bills are through the roof.
What will happen to her? Ghost? Ghost, are you there?
Ebenezer scrambles to find the ghost of Podcast Present. As he turns around, he finds himself back in his home. However, something is amiss.
This looks like my home, but where's all my stuff? Where's my sound equipment? Where are all of my basketball jerseys? Where?
All of a sudden, 100 computer monitors appear in front of Ebenezer and displaying his podcast's webpage. A figure appears behind Ebenezer.
What is this?
Ebenezer, I'm the ghost of Podcast Future. Look, Ebenezer, look at that screen.
It's my podcast website. We've been canceled?
You fired everybody. You made enemies with no one to help you with your show. The numbers dropped, the sponsors pulled out. You lost everything, Ebenezer Martinez.
What about Nick Cratchit and surprisingly tiny Erin?
Shit, Nick been a raging alcoholic ever since. Well...
well, what? What happened?
Well, surprisingly tiny Erin...
what happened to her?
She, well, not so surprisingly, died.
Oh no, what have I done?
The computer screen disappeared. Ebenezer then hears maniacal laughter coming from all those who he has wronged.
Shit!
I want to change. I want to do good.
There's still time, Ebenezer Martinez. Go now. Go to the Cratchits.
Ebenezer runs out the front door to see that it is daylight.
You there, newsboy. What day is it?
Fuck you, Martinez.
That's right. It's Christmas Day.
Ebenezer runs towards the Cratchit household. On his way, he makes a phone call.
Hello, doctor. It's Ebenezer. Ebenezer Scrooge. Yes, Merry Christmas. Yes, yes. I need you to do me a favor.
Ebenezer arrives at the Cratchit household. The doctor he has called is already there before him. He enters the home and sees Nick Cratchit.
Nick, Merry Christmas.
Mr. Martinez, what are you doing here? A doctor just showed up to have a look at surprisingly tiny Erin.
Yes, she's going to be fine. We are all going to be fine. Merry Christmas. Nick, I have been wrong about you. I want to rehire you.
Are you sure?
Yes, and you will no longer be my intern. You are now my full-fledged co-host with co-host pay, too.
Oh, Ebenezer, thank you so much. Won't you stay for leftover swan?
Who needs swan? I have a Christmas goose on the way.
Mom? Father?
Surprisingly tiny Erin. You're walking. You're walking.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Yes, everyone. It is a miracle. And I have presents for everyone. All on the way.
We are so blessed. Surprisingly, Tiny Aaron, what do you say?
Merry Christmas to all, and God save the Queen.
And that was the Christmas Carol.
Right on.
Brought to you by the past of Another Ways Podcast. awapodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Please send us an email. We'll read it if you send it. Go to our iTunes page, rate us 5 stars, write a little blurb of what you liked about us, because that's how people know if we're worth listening to or not. And if you don't like us, don't write anything at all.
If you do write something, we'll be able to improve on it, so write on.
But if you send us an email, that'd be nicer for us to improve. Let's see. I'm going to hit this. Adam.
It's me, Mario.
Adam is on assignment, but he has got a play he's directing next year.
Ooh.
Which is great for him, but will probably be bad for us.
Probably.
Because that means he'll be busy a lot.
Means we got to get creative.
Creative, which is what we do average.
That's right.
Rhino, anything going coming up in your future?
Got a lot of family coming up in the next month, and I got a wedding to plan for. So if for more of my shenanigans, I'm on Twitter. I am Rhino.
He is Rhino on the Twitters. Go check him out there. Crafty Sarah, go to Sarah with no H, sarahprettyfun.etsy.com to buy her wares. She's making it. She's selling it. If you want to buy it, that's the place to go. Miliana, you've joined us for the last second, so you have anything you want to say into the microphone? What do you want to say? Quickly, because we've run out of time. Millie, did you have a good Christmas? Oops. Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you get lots of presents?
Yeah.
Did you say thank you to Santa?
Yeah.
Say it right now.
Thank you.
Oh, say thank you, Santa. Did you thank Mommy?
Oh, yeah.
Say thank you to Mommy. On the microphone, on the microphone. On the microphone, say thank you to Mommy.
Thank you.
Did you say thank you to Daddy?
Thank you, Daddy.
Can you say listen to Another Waste of a Podcast?
Listen to the podcast.
Right on.
Thanks for listening and bye-bye. Say that. Say that.
Say that.
Bye-bye.
All right. On that note, I've got nothing more to say.
Let's do this again sometime.
Let's all do this again sometime, shall we? Good night, everybody. See you.